Right. So my name is Rose Kidney, and I currently sit as a school board trustee, and I would like to return in that position. I believe that we still have a lot of work to do. We're on a good path, and we need to continue. And there are many things that I would like to see accomplished over the next 4 years, and I'm hoping I can contribute towards that. And I would just like to see that happen. I'd like to be part of that.
Do you want to talk a bit about your background here as well?
Yes. So I've been on the school board since 2000, and I have a great deal of experience representing the city of Peterborough, obviously. And I've worked with many families over those years resolving various issues related to their education, a lot around transportation issues, but also a lot around special needs. That's one of the areas that we hear about a lot. There's a lot of work to be done in that area. We've come a long way over the years in special education, and I think that that's the type of area that requires just consideration on a different level. I mean, every student requires our best performance and our best input and the best education we can possibly provide them within the public education system. But the special education needs are so diverse and different that they can't all fit into one package, right? So I feel that I've developed a relatively good understanding of that, how the processes work around our the way we deliver education to our students. On a personal level, I've worked in the healthcare sector most of my life. I'm currently a regional manager and have been a regional manager for, more than a dozen years for a not-for-profit organization. So that is my background.
Okay, and should you be reelected, what would be your top three priorities for this coming term?
I think that the first priority is to work with our new government. We have a new government in place, and we have to continue to advocate and advocate very strongly on behalf of our students. So a trustee needs to be able to speak up and speak out and be able to be that strong voice at the table. So that would be a priority for me, and to work with the government so that this government understands what's really important as far as education goes locally, and we have to prove to the government that that needs to continue to be there. My second priority would actually be a little more localized, and that would be the new school that we're building in East City. I would like to see that through to completion. I've been on the ground floor with it, so to speak, all along, speaking with members of the community, and I believe I understand, what it is that they're looking for in a new school. And I would like to continue to be involved in that process and to make sure that we have a school that the students in East City, that would best serve the students in East City and best serve the community as well. My third objective is we have a few pilots going on in our schools, and it's around the math curriculum. And currently, we have a pilot. I'll refer to it. It's referred to as a scope and sequence pilot, and we've seen some very strong success with that. Initially, that was in or currently, it's in eight of our schools. It started in eight of our schools. It's currently in 16 of our schools, and I want to see that in all of our schools. And if I could give you a fourth priority, it would be to, the current topic of the day is, the sex ed curriculum, and to make sure that our government understands how important it is that we move on with this and adopt the curriculum that we the up-to-date curriculum instead of reverting back to the the old information that's been in place since 1998.
Mm-hmm. And we'll come back to that. There's a question coming up about that.
Okay.
But before that, how do you understand the differences in the issues facing rural schools and urban schools? How will you work with other trustees to balance these different interests?
Right. I mean, in a perfect world, education would be the same at every school, right? We know that's not always the case. The resources can be different depending on the numbers, but you want to make sure that as much as you can, those resources are consistent across the board. One of the bigger challenges we have with our rural schools is the transportation piece. And, you know, you have to understand that distances of maybe 1.6 kilometers in an urban setting is very different from a distance of, you know, 1.6 in a rural setting for little children walking to school. Having said that, it's not all about transportation, of course. It's about the education piece. And I want to make sure that we, as much as possible, you know, maintain and, you know, put in place programs that support the learning needs of all those children, whether they're urban or rural. You have to listen to the input coming from the rural trustees or the trustees that represent the rural communities. And they know the needs better than anyone, and they're bringing the voice of their communities to the table. So that has to be considered, and it has to be respected. It doesn't necessarily mean that you always have to agree with it, but it certainly has to factor into whatever decision-making is going on at the table.
Okay, and what was your response to the provincial bill to repeal the 2015 sex ed curriculum? And what will you do if there are similar drastic legislative changes coming down from the province?
Yes, okay, so I certainly was, very pleased that our board voiced very strongly our objection to that. You know, again, I'm going back to that strong voice that we need to continue to advocate. So when anything else similar to that comes along, or as devastating as that comes along, I mean, that has a huge impact. I mean, we've seen so much from our teachers, from other trustees. Like 27 boards across the province have objected to the fact that the new sex ed curriculum has not been implemented, plus all the students that have raised their voice in protest, as well as our teachers. So we have to respect that, but I was also pleased to be part of that, you know, telling our government, this is not right. You know, you are making a mistake, right? We have to continue to be able to step up to the plate and do that and not be afraid to speak out. And we will see more. This government is looking for savings, and we have to be quick to get in there and make sure that they know that how important it is to keep certain things that we have in place. We also work very closely with our provincial organization, the Ontario Public School Boards Association, and they are a very strong voice for trustees. And I've always participated in tried to participate in those discussions, and they on our behalf will speak to the government as well. So trustees meet regularly with MPPs, at least annually, and sometimes more than that if there's an issue, and that needs to continue. And you know trustees need to be that, you know, advocating continuously and keep up to date on everything that's coming through from the province. But at the same time, we have to have a good relationship with our province and with the Minister of Education. You can't go in there without some semblance of order and respect. You don't make as much progress that way, but you have to be able to speak up and let them know clearly what is wrong with the decisions that are being made.
Okay, and the last question for you is, what role do you think the community at large plays in shaping education?
Okay, well, I know that, you will always have certain groups that will always be in touch with boards, and primarily parents, for example, school councils, and any other groups that may be interested. A lot of that sometimes is reactive rather than an ongoing discussion, right? They're so reactive to any situation that might be arising. I do feel that the community, for the most part, they're not always aware of the trustee role, and it's only when an issue arises, right? So our schools, in their newsletters to parents, in their communications to parents, they make sure that the trustee representatives are indicated on any of that, so that parents have access to their representative. But also the community as a whole, they need to be telling the boards as well what it is that they expect. And that has happened over any city. There was a very, grassroots organization, or not an organization, but group of young parents that actually approached the board five, six years ago in regards to what they would like to see in that school. And that's the kind of example you want to see from the community. The community also needs to support the school by coming into the building and making use of the building when it's available. You know, that schools are the heart of the community, right? And I do think that education is the responsibility of everyone. We want students that are good citizens, well-rounded, and we want to be able to provide our students with the best possible quality education that we can. That is the most valuable gift that we can give our children.
Okay, well, thank you so much for making the time to do this interview. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.